Good day, everybody, from me, Andre Fillion, from Gateway News, with a preview of some of our latest God stories. Prophetic paintings are in the news again this week as Western Cape artist Ilse Kutzer responds to Alaskan artist Rachel Moriano, who said God recently prompted her to complete a painting of Africa she started in 2021 by adding a working lock and key to the artwork. Ilse says she had been waiting on God for a year for his timing to release 8 paintings of Africa that he had told her to create and which had taken 2 years to complete. I felt in my spirit that 2025 is the year, and when Rachel Moriano released her painting, that was the confirmation, said Ilse. After learning about Rachel Moriano's Unlocking Africa painting, Ilse felt prompted to contact Rachel Kalidas, the organizer of the Awakening South Africa National Day of Prayer and Repentance at FNB Stadium on the 22nd of March, where the Unlocking Africa painting from Alaska will be on display. In a WhatsApp message to Rachel Kalidas, she said, "I feel so moved in the way Yahweh is confirming and establishing his word over our beautiful country and continent in his timing. What made me feel really excited is that one of my pieces also has a key that unlocks South Africa, and another piece is all about the resources still hidden in the continent, waiting to be found by the righteous." Responding to questions from Gateway News about her paintings, Ilse shared the following: "So the Lord gave me a prophetic dream in 2020 of the Bride of Christ awakening, stepping into her true identity in Christ and picking up her mantle of authority. I created a painting called I'm Releasing My Wild Horses. In 2022, the Lord commissioned me to create 8 African continents with different textures and a prophetic word for each painting and a world map of golden strings. Although each painting has various scriptures, the main scriptures that inspired the whole series are Isaiah 60, 61, 62, and Ezekiel 37, especially arise from spiritual depression to a new life, shine, be radiant with the glory and brilliance of the Lord, for your light has come and the glory and brilliance of the Lord has risen upon you." Isaiah 61, Amplified. "Thus says the Lord to these bones, behold, I will make breath into you so that you may come to life." Ezekiel 37, 5, Amplified. "The Lord showed me Isaiah 22, 22 and a key at the tip of Africa being unlocked and a revival fire starting and lighting the whole of Africa. I then heard the revival fire will erupt from the horse's mouth. I remembered a prophecy of someone mentioning that if you turn our continent sideways, it looks like the head of a horse and South Africa is the mouthpiece of the world. I suddenly realized that there were 8 horses in my painting of 2020 and 8 continents of Africa, the horse heads, 8 symbolizing new beginning, season, and resurrection power. I worked on these paintings for 2 years, and for a year it's been in the season of waiting on Holy Spirit to release it. I felt in my spirit that 2025 is the year, and when Rachel Moriano released her painting, that was a confirmation. The most incredible thing is that there are a lot of artists waiting and ready with art pieces inspired by the Spirit of God. The art is like arrows and weapons ready for battle, and also works of praise for our beautiful King Jesus. A powerful move is coming. Be expectant." In a follow-up message, Ilse shared that after she finished her 8 Africa paintings and world map painting, God showed her that she had to complete another painting she had started in 2022, the Bride of Christ with her mantle of authority and resurrected power. "We cannot walk into our purpose and destiny, changing the world, if we do not know who we are and who we belong to. I have called you by name. You are mine, says the Lord," Isaiah 43:1. That is when the whole vision of 2020 came together. The bride was awakened. We realized our true identity, received our mantle, and then we could be sent out for kingdom purposes. May this National Day of Prayer be the activation of the bride, causing waves of revival and God's glory. The harvest is ready. You can read this story and see photos of the paintings and read more God stories on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, on Facebook at Gateway News page, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.